I'm inviting cocks all around the globe to come and never go, always in and never out. Shout it loud, shout it now. Cocks will conquer, conks will unite. Cocks will fuck and fuck all night. Cocks will stand one side one and shoot at the count of ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, cocks. You got sperm to send, yeah. I'm inviting cocks to be my guests, to party and play, shoot and explode. Oh, have ye fun, cocks, dump and reload. Cocks will conquer, cocks will unite. Cocks will bark and rock all night. Cocks will stand one side one and shoot at the count of ten, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, cocks, you got sperm to send.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yes, it breaks. Stupid the James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're new to the show, let me tell you what Distorted View is all about. Simply put, basically, I find audio, video, news stories, and websites that are both appalling and hilarious. Well, they're hilarious if you're a complete asshole like me. So I share, you know, offensive, disgusting things that most people would never want to see, hear, touch, smell, or taste, and then present them to you for comedic purposes, laughing at the unfortunate, being entertained at the misfortune of others. If you think vile, degrading, sometimes illegal sex acts are funny, and you can pretend for a half hour that you don't have a conscience, well, we're going to get along just fine. For instance, here's the sound of a man putting his penis in a mouse trap. See, pain is funny. DV listener Alexander sent in the worst cover band in the world. We're naming this a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. Take a listen. Okay, warming up. It's okay, here we go. Okay. Oh, it's gonna be Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. Oh. Oh no. Things are quickly falling apart. Oh. Let's just fast forward a bit here. Here we go. Post this on YouTube. try to post this on distortedview.com so you can check it out for yourself. Thank you, Alexander. A couple days ago on the show, I featured a toothless 25-year-old virgin looking to star in a porno. He's caught on that we've been making fun of him, and he's posted a new video explaining that he is not, in fact, a redneck and can explain how he became toothless. Take a listen.
The first thing is, really, stop calling me a redneck, because I am far from a redneck. I was born pretty much in the city, Maryville, Indiana.
Yeah.
Just one more step.
Hustling metropolis.
They have to go through in their city and
Let me fast forward to the part where he talks about his teeth.
I got them punched out. I got one tooth punched out by my brother, and it was because we didn't know who was going to... The reason why my tooth got punched out was because me and my brother were arguing one night on who was going to drive. I got my license. Just got my license, and he wouldn't let me in the driver's side seat, and I just started punching him, and I got done with that, and I got back into the car, and he cold clocked me.
Cold clocked him. Now, he got his driver's license when he was 16, so he's been missing, he's been missing those teeth for like 10 years now.
On my left side, and that's how my left tooth got knocked out. And my second tooth just pretty much rotted away. And I think it kind of contracted some disease from when I actually picked up the tooth off of the ground that my brother knocked out and stuck it right back in my mouth, and it stayed for a while.
What? Your brother knocked out your tooth and you stuck it back in your head and it stayed in there?
Maybe for about 5 years, and
and then it infected your other tooth?
The other tooth, the right
it works like
tooth,
that.
Contracted like some disease or
tooth cancer,
something, and just started rotting out like the top of the enamel.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. This guy is officially a U-tard at this point, right? I'm sure we'll be hearing more from him soon. Moving on, I've got a great political ad. I love playing these things. Every election season, there's one or two completely recoculous campaign ads. This one's from a PAC, a political action committee. So it's not really aligned with any particular candidate, thank God, because there's no way anyone would be elected after airing this. Take a listen.
In an insane effort to reduce gang violence, Janice Hahn hired hardcore gang members with taxpayer money to be gang intervention specialists. She even helped them get out of jail so they could rape and kill again.
Now that's a pretty damning ad right there, right? But then they take it a step further.
Kill! 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 Give me your cash, bitch, so we can shoot up the street. Give me your cash, bitch, so we can buy some more heat. Give me your cash, ho, so we can get out the pen. Give me your cash, ho, cause we back in again. Give me your cash, bitch, so we can shoot up the street. Give me your cash, bitch, so we can buy some more heat.
It's like the gang members singing. This is all because of this congresswoman letting the gang members be intervention specialists.
Give me your cash, bitch, so we can buy some more heat. Give me your cash.
It does take a different kind of person to be able to speak the language.
Cause we back in again.
Congress has enough gangsters. Janice Hahn. Bad for L.A. Bad for America. Let's keep her out of Congress, homies. Donate now.
Really? Homies. A couple of listeners have told me about a children's book called Go the Fuck to Sleep. Apparently, it's very popular on Amazon.com. And right now, You can download a free audio version of the book at audible.com. I've got some clips here for you. Believe it or not, this story is read by Samuel L. Jackson. Let's take a listen to a little bit from Go the Fuck to Sleep.
The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go the fuck to sleep.
Apparently this book goes out to all the frustrated parents out there whose kids will not just go the fuck to sleep. You know how babies are, right? Just annoying, crying, whining, eating, pissing, shitting machines.
The cubs and the lions are snoring.
They don't have the patience.
Wrapped in a big, snuggly heap.
Parent wants that.
How come you can do all this other great shit, but you can't lie the fuck down and sleep?
See, as the story goes on, he progressively gets more and more angry with himself and the child.
The seeds slumber beneath the earth now, and the crops that the farmers will reap. No more questions. This interview's over. I've got two words for you, kid. Fucking sleep.
Okay, let me fast forward here again. Just so you can get an idea of the story.
My life is a failure. I'm a shitty-ass parent. Stop fucking with me, please. And sleep.
Yeah, okay. And then towards the very end here.
This room is all I can remember. The furniture, crappy and cheap. You win. You escape. You run down the hall. As I nod the fuck off. And sleep. Bleary and dazed, I awaken to find your eyes shut. So I keep my fingers crossed tight as I tiptoe away and pray that you're fucking asleep. We're finally watching our movie. Popcorn's in the microwave. Beep. Oh, shit. God damn it. You gotta be kidding. Come on. Go the fuck back to sleep.
There you go. You can download this right now on audible.com. I'll try to find a link for you and post it on the show notes today. Finally, before we get into the news, yesterday on the extended portion, a listener sent in a clip from a porno, a horror porno called Friday the 13th Inch or something like that. I don't know. DB listener plus five writes in, I was quite surprised to hear about the Friday the 13th porn parody. Earlier this week, I discovered the utterly horrible Nightmare on Elm Street porn called A Nightmare on Twink Street. Played just a small clip of this atrocity. To set the scene here, one of the twinks just had a dream where he was having sex with some sort of Freddy Krueger-like monster and wakes up.
Hey, you alright?
What's going on?
Seriously, you're naked and covered in lube. What'd you do last night? Bring over a Craigslist dude and get a happy ending?
No.
Fine acting.
Last thing I remember, I was in the backyard with you having a picnic. And then you disappeared and this crazy hot guy showed up and he was about to fuck my brains out, I think.
I don't think that counts. Did you have a striped shirt, like a striped sweater and a hat on?
Yes, yes!
Yeah.
And claws!
How do you know?
I kind of had the same dream last night.
Damn, that's kind of creepy but kind of sexy at the same time.
Really?
Oh shit, it's 8:30. We need to get to school.
There you go.
If you're trying to jerk off to porn, doesn't this ruin it for you? Them talking and trying to act?
I don't know. That's what he said.
Wow. Ha ha ha. Nice one, Jordan. Next time you want to talk about crazy sex dreams, call Nathan.
I believe him. I mean, he woke up.
Next time.
But with lube on him, and Lex was there too.
Whatever. There's no such thing as a guy who comes and fucks you in your dreams.
Does he have to dress like someone died every day?
Oh, there's like an emo kid there.
Shut up, he's an individual.
Individually a creepo.
Fuck you, Jordan.
Never. Thank you. Ash, call me if you get fucked in a dream. Feels like death in here.
What the hell's going on? Writing is awful. I want to commit some hate crimes right now.
It was nothing. Jordan was talking about some crazy sex dream that Chad had. And Lex did too.
Oh, interesting. Must be true then. Whatever, I gotta go to my society meeting.
You mean your Twilight Club? Get a bite from Edward for me.
Fuck off, you're both assholes. You wish you were as connected to the gods of night as we are.
Okay, alright, enough. It has been decided gay porn is way worse than straight porn when it comes to acting. Furthermore, in the grand scheme of things, I think twinks are the worst actors. I'm gonna say it. I'm guessing after them, the pumped up steroid jock looking guys would be horrible actors. Blacks would then follow. Bears. Probably the best actors would be, you know, the ethnic sorts, because you can't really understand them regardless of what they're saying, but that accent makes it sound good, right? Am I right, guys? Right?
You are a cupcake!
Whoops, that's the wrong sound clip. I wanted to play this.
You are a faggot!
You can see how I got confused. You are a cupcake, you are a faggot. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now! Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. Why? Because tomorrow's program will only be for paying members. So if you want to hear it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You can also hear yesterday's extended show and the video cast I have planned for you this weekend as well. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You also get full access to the entire archive of programs, and it really does help ensure that this program continues on for a long, long time. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. This one comes from Tokyo. Uh-oh. Weird shit always goes down in Japan. Has to do something. It got to be some Japanese pervert or a girl getting a squid stuck in her vagina or something. I'm just basing that on previous stuff we've read from Japan. All right, yes, a 55-year-old jobless Japanese man has been arrested in Tokyo for having three schoolgirls spit out saliva and filming them in the process. Now, out of all the weird sex shit that could be going down, collecting saliva from schoolgirls is not that big of a deal, in my opinion. Toshiko Mizuno or something was caught in Tokyo yesterday on suspicion of habitual indecency, which carries a penalty of up to 1 year in jail or a fine of 1 million yen, which is like $12,000. Mizuno separately approached the three girls, aged 9 and 10, in October and December last year, outside an apartment tower in the street. He said, "I'm doing research on saliva. Give me your saliva." He videotaped them as they spat out saliva. He also asked them to open their mouths and film their mouth interiors and tongues. He has done so habitually to satisfy his sexual desire. Media reports, quoting police sources, said that Mizuno had approached about 4,000 young girls. Wow, it's quite a collection of saliva he's accrued. And managed to collect saliva from about 500 of them over 17 years in Tokyo and neighboring Saitama or something. Police have found 26 videotapes at his home showing more than 200 girls. You know, when I was younger, I would, download porn or BitTorrent porn or whatever. But at a certain point, you look at your collection and you're like, wow, I think that's enough. Maybe it's just because I have a bad memory and I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Uh-huh.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
A bunch of Japanese girls learning English. Useful phrases that come visit here.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, I don't need a lot of porn because I don't remember the porn. And, you know, all saliva looks the same. If you're into saliva, 200 girls spitting should be enough, for Christ's sakes. All right, second story we have for you today. What is the newest sporting event to hit Florida? If you said bikini laser tag, you'd be right.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Finally, Florida has done something right. This sounds fantastic. Anthony John Letourneau and his friends weren't nearly sure what type of reception they'd get when they decided to hold a night of bikini laser tag. But if the bikini laser tag is judged by smiles, they got a winner on their hands. Quote, "My initial reaction was super stoked because I was thinking UV lights, girls in bikinis, and a load of music. Like, how can you get better than that?" said Sarah LaFerrari or something, who has helped organize the first two events. Last month, Letourneau and his friends held their second overnight event of bikini laser tag at Terrace Sports. The event drew several hundred people, many who stayed until 6 a.m. to play the game. The group's first bikini laser tag event generated an online buzz, which Letourneau says resulted in some promoters calling him. I got some interest by some people saying, hey, come do this in Miami. And I got a call from Dallas saying, hey, we got a place out here. We'd like you to do it. The reason Letourneau says they came up with the idea while brainstorming on ways to raise money for an arts festival. He says, instead of bikini car wash, why not bikini laser tag? The first two events have been open to the public, and bikinis for girls are not required. Letourneau says he does not have another night of bikini laser tag planned, but says based on the response from his first two events, he'll likely hold another one soon. Finally, a story from Florida that doesn't involve selling an infant for meth or burning your spouse's genitals because he didn't do the dishes. Florida, I am proud of you for once. All right, final story we have for you today. Oh, wait, this one happens to come from Florida as well.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Punches aren't the only things a Bonita Springs woman is accused of throwing early Monday morning. Deputies say she also threw pancakes at men in a McDonald's parking lot. You lost me again there, Florida. Mariel J. Goodrich was arrested Monday by deputies, according to a Collier County Sheriff's Office report. While a few unidentified men were purchasing food from a McDonald's drive-thru at around 5 a.m., they began a conversation with Goodrich and her friend, who were sitting in a gray Honda Ridgeline truck. Goodrich then threw her pancakes out the car window towards them and extended her middle finger in their direction. Classy. One of the men got out of the vehicle and approached her with his camera phone recording. He began to make jokes in reference to her throwing the pancakes, saying the girls needed a lawyer to make some money because the pancakes were so bad they had to throw them out. Okay. Goodrich then exited the car and began attacking the man. Don't be talking about my pancakes like that! Striking them in the face. She then retreated to the car and attempted to drive away. She was out of pancakes. But the man began to yell out the tag number of the truck to his friends. Goodrich then came back for a second time, striking him in the face once again. I'm not sure if it was with her fist or with a pancake. It's a crepe. She's got a whole breakfast bar back there. The girls claim that the fight started because the men offered them money for oral sex. I would be flattered if a guy offered me money for oral sex. But they were not aware that the incident was recorded on the man's camera phone. Oh, that's got to be posted on YouTube. If anyone can find that, send me the link. Goodrich was arrested on a battery charge, so there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I guess apologies are in order. Yesterday's show did not get posted. Well, the show notes were posted, and I definitely linked the show on the show notes, you know, the MP3 file, but for some reason, when WordPress processed it, it took out the enclosure, and so it did not appear on iTunes or anything like that. So Sideshow members, of course, didn't have that problem. One more reason to sign up for the Sideshow. There are never these issues. DistortedView.com is always either down or something didn't get posted. If you sign up for the Sideshow, you're on a separate feed and you don't have to worry about that bullshit. But I did fix it, so you probably got the 614 show, yesterday's program, earlier today. But I definitely did post it at the normal time, so again, I'm sorry for that. All right, let's do a couple voicemails here.
Damn! Do you hear this shit? Bob Barker's the new spokesman for fucking PETA. He just did a commercial.
Well, I know that he definitely does love the animals for the whole spaying and neutering shit.
PETA. Just did a commercial against SeaWorld telling people not to go because the whales have been swimming in circles.
What the fuck?
Well, whales don't like to swim in circles, apparently.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. They're in an enclosed area. They're fucking whales. They want the whole ocean or something. I don't know.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Shauna, lifetime member.
Hey, Shauna. Member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse.
Probably going to be a week from now in this place. But
part of the Freak Army, the Lady Division.
I just wanted to say that I listened to the episode with Fat Boy from YouTube and how he says, "Eat my ass." And it was just reminding me how, remember a long time ago, you played the guy in porn who said, "Eat my cock," like six yeah. different times.
Yeah.
You should do a comparison of both.
Do I have that?
Because I think they sound really, really similar. All right. See you around, Tim. Thanks.
I don't know if I have that. What is this?
Eat my ass, motherfucker! Eat it!
No, that's Fat Boy right there. I don't have Eat My Cock, though.
Hey, Oops. Tim.
Next up,
it's Sir Roivus. I, thanks to the Distorted View, can tell when I'm being soundboarded.
Someone tried to call me with a soundboard the other day of some little old lady, I guess, calling her grandchildren or whatever, and I totally knocked that shit down right before I even got started.
Yeah.
Anyway, chiku.
Well, I'm glad I could help out. One more reason Distorted View is a public service.
Hey, Tim, what's up? Sideshow member
Matt.
Let
me get some sort of federal grant money for doing this.
Hey, Tim, what's up? Sideshow member Matt. Actually, just had a question for you. Is it possible to find, like, all the episodes with Satan, all the episodes featuring Satan?
No, but maybe on the sideshow I will post all of the, I think I have a bunch of the Ask Satan segments. I played one of them at the beginning of the extended show yesterday. But, yeah, I really need to bring that segment back. I miss Satan. He needs to come back on the show.
Hey, Tim. I just wanted to call and say I had a great time last night. Your breakfast was pretty sweet.
I'm a man. And as you know, man has a sweet rectum.
Yeah. Like, rock hard.
All right, thank you.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Hey, boo, I hope you get to this phone call as possible. I'm a cutter. I told my wife, file him, fucker, cutter. I'm a Gutenberg cutter. I'm fucking, I don't know, fucking my man, go cycle.
Is this spiral him, fucker? You have to stop calling when you're drunk or high. I love you, but Christ, you're not making any sense lately.
Hey, Tim, this is, Lamar,
sure. Oh my god! Everyone who has a stupid vonage, as I call it, yes, vonage or other crappy other voice over IP phone solutions, this is why you should not have it. It never works right.
Hey, I already missed CJ, a 32-year-old listener, man. Thanks.
You are not the near
That's death. What you do, man. You go through life. It's fucking the injection of black rage into the white youth of America.
Let's spiral him, fucker, again. God damn it. Right.
Whoa, Tim Hansen.
Please, if you haven't called into the voicemail line, I need some new blood, some fresh blood. I can't stand my listeners anymore. Please call into the voicemail line. If you're new, I will give you priority.
Whoa.
The phone number is, and sometimes people can't understand it because I say it very quickly. Get a pen and paper, for Christ's sakes, or read the fucking show notes. It's on everyone. 206-666-4463. Now, that spells out 206-66, oh God, as in O-H-G-O-D. So 206-66, oh God. Call the voicemail line. Say hello.
Hello, Tim Hansen. Listen to your show. Without subscribing, I never thought I would subscribe to your show, but the sideshow content is too much to ignore.
Of course.
Anyway,
we've got a full week of sideshow content coming up in the next month or so. We do that every once in a while. I'll play best of shows for the non-paying members, brand new content for sideshow freaks.
I'm a lefty.
All right, I'm left-handed too. I don't know if you guys do that. You learned a little something about me, about my personal life. I jerk off with my left hand. I write with my left hand, but I use my right hand for cutting with scissors. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Thank God, right? Yes, want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com, of course, is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463.
Seriously, you're making cover a loop.
See what I mean? Sometimes I say it too fast. Yeah, subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Sign up for the sideshow, because if you are members, I will be back tomorrow with an exclusive show for you. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, bye, everybody!
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it. You don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
I've injected my knee with my feces, 120 cc's under my kneecap, just liquefied and pump it in.